WA, your emergency broadcaster.
Let's try that again. Morris Mizalowski is our futurist. Hi, Morris.
Hey, Barry, how are you?
Good. We're looking at the future of pets today. First up, before we do that, let's look at what the current state of play. So, if we're looking at pet ownership currently in Australia, how big is it?
It's actually quite enormous. I mean, we have pets ruthless coming out of our proverbials. We have, in 2013, we have pet ownership of around 24 million in Australia. That's one per person in 2013. And now we're up to about 27 million pets, so there are more dogs, cats, birds and fish than there are humans at the moment in Australia.
Almost. And what are we... Sorry, you keep going.
No, I was going to say, almost 2 in 5 households have dogs, so they're the most popular. It's about 38%, followed closely by cats at 29% of households.
And the amount that we spend on our pets, what is it?
Is extraordinary. Last year, we spent $12.2 billion with a B dollars across the board on our pets, and it rises year on year by about another 8% per annum. And what we're finding is that our department stores now have dedicated aisles to them. So most of our grocery stores and also many of our retailers like the Kmart's, the Coles, the Targets and those also have dedicated pet food aisles, and in fact it accounts for a large proportion of their turnover.
I must ask you this, Morris, have you got any pets yourself?
I do, I have a dog and some fish.
A dog, okay. In our household, 2 dogs, 1 bird and a rabbit. So we're certainly helping lift the average there.
Yeah, and they all get along?
They get along splendidly. Look, my guest is Morris Mizalowski. He's a business futurist. And as we're talking about pets this afternoon, I wonder how many pets have you got in your house, if you want to share 0448 922 604. Okay, so we're saturated with pets. We spend an awful lot of money on them. How is that likely to change in the future?
We're actually going to become more connected to our pets. All the stats say that we will, in fact, have more pets in our lives than we ever have before. The percentage is going to go up. We're going to spend far more on them. And they've become more central in our lives. We're quite used to now hearing the word fur babies. But I suggest if we said that 10 years ago, we would have thought perhaps the child was a bit hairy and needed a haircut. So fur babies have become quite ordinary and very much part, you know, you see them walk down the street in strollers, wearing all kinds of clothing. My daughter is addicted to our dog and she's bought him an insatiable amount of clothes, which are just embarrassing when he wears.
If we look at pets and we look at the future, I suppose that the progression might be, what about robot pets? Do we see a role for them at all?
Yeah, and there is, and we already have some, strangely enough. I mean, I don't remember whether you remember back to 1996, the craze then was the Tamagotchi. And the Tamagotchi was in many ways a precursor of this pet, because you had to feed it and keep it alive, and children really had to spend all day on it. There are some really interesting pets, and we're talking robot pets here as well. There's one used with dementia patients, which is a fur seal, and it is like a teddy bear, but it is a seal, and a dementia patient gets attached to it and strokes it, and this thing actually is watching the patient, so it's learning the patient's stroke and the patient's gait, knows if the patient's fallen over, and if it does something that's incorrect, it calls for a nurse to assist.
Okay, so it's... The very nature of the relationship between ourselves and pets is also evolving from what you're saying. Humans live longer. Are we likely to see the same? As we look into the future, I'm assuming we'll be seeing our pets living longer.
And we already do. So a lot of the things that we now use to keep ourselves alive, we're extending into our pets. And it's not unusual to see extensions of life by 10, 20%. We're certainly more willing now to pay for interventions for our pets, to have hips and pacemakers and all things inserted. So certainly for both reasons, for hygiene, for the ability of keeping our pets alive, for what we give them to eat, the way we exercise them, looking after them better, and the willingness to spend money on them, they're certainly going to live longer than they ever did before.
When I was a kid, I think it was one of my favourite movies was Dr. Dolittle, where he was able to talk to the animals. What about the way we communicate with animals? How is that likely to change?
Doesn't it seem incredible? But we're told that within about 2 decades or so, we may in fact be able to understand what our pets are saying. Now, they're not talking about conversational understanding, but they're talking about really getting a good understanding of the intuition of it. North Carolina State University at the moment is working on what they call a smart harness. And it's a harness that the pet wears, primarily for a dog at this stage, and it gathers biometric data. And what they're doing is learning from that biometric data of how the animal behaves and reacts, and they're then assuming that the same behavior or pattern will give us an insight into what they're thinking. And they're beginning to use these sorts of instruments with guide dogs, police dogs, and other service dogs. So it may not be all that impossible that one day we may in fact be talking to them. And
in a roundabout way, we'll be conversing with them.
Well, we'll be understanding them.
That's the point, isn't it? A greater understanding of them.
Yeah, and we say our pets understand us anyway.
That's right. Well, their pets, particularly dogs, are very good at communicating, I think. We'll wait and see. And wait for them to refine that, and for us to refine our understanding.
It would be interesting to know what they think of us.
Okay, Maurice, thank you. Appreciate you coming on.
A pleasure.